The White House Report.
After being refused entrance to the House floor, members of the Poor People's Campaign occupied the Capitol Rotunda. They laid down in protest. Reverend William Barber of the NAACP is part of the campaign and says of the campaign.
Today, the Poor People's Campaign, a national call for a moral revival in over 30 states and the District of Columbia, are focusing on the war economy and the proliferation of guns and militarism and how it impacts the poor. We are challenging folks to know that the very money we spent in 1 year in Afghanistan could put 19 million children with health care, that so more soldiers are dying from suicide than are dying on the combat field, that the CEOs of the weapons manufacturers that make a killing off a killing make an average of $19 billion a year, while the average combat soldier makes less than $30. That when this Congress talks about cutting Medicaid and cutting the Affordable Care Act, there are 1.8 million veterans that benefit from Medicaid, that the states that have denied Medicaid expansion are blocking up nearly a million veterans from getting health care, that when they refuse to expand a living wage, that many veterans are working at less than a living wage. And so you cannot say you honor the veterans on Memorial Day and honor the flag when you're in fact imposing all of these policies that are devastating the lives of veterans and devastating the lives of everyday Americans.
Reverend Barber has a message for President Trump.
What we want is for people to stop, on the one hand, saying that they pledge allegiance to the flag when actually they pledge allegiance to greed, they pledge allegiance to racism, they are pledging allegiance to denying people health care, and to stop using the flag as a wrap to cover up bad policies, but to really engage in policies, good policies. So we're demanding an end to this warmongering. We're demanding that they fully fund Medicaid and stop blocking expansion so that veterans are helped. We're demanding that there's a ban on assault weapons and a curtailing of the guns on our street. We are demanding that legislatures and the Congress push living wages to help the poor, working poor, and veterans. And we are really pushing for us to recognize we don't have to raise taxes. That's a lie. If we would stop spending just some of the money that we're unnecessarily spending in war and militarism, we could fund so much that would help people. And we're asking them to ask this question: what is more important, to defend the country, to have good health care, to have good education, to have living wages, or to continue to engage in unnecessary war and warmongering and profiteering?
The Poor People's Campaign has been underway since Mother's Day. Reverend Barber says it will continue for 40 days. April Ryan at AURN.com.